So, of course, immediately government responds to this. Glenn Greenwald with a very emotional piece in The Intercept this morning, written at 4:23 a.m., so I think he was up all night, exploiting emotions about Paris to blame Snowden and distract from actual culprits who empowered ISIS. Isn't that, it's almost shameful that a variety of news people, government officials, he says former Bush-Cheney apparatchiks, people with deep ties to private NSA contractors, all saying, hey, thank you, Snowden. When, of course, as Glenn points out, Snowden didn't tell us any, didn't tell the bad guys anything about how we observed them. He let us know that we were also in the electronic dragnet. And anybody who saw Zero Dark 30 knows that even Osama bin Laden, as early as 2003, knew not to use the cell phone or the internet. Terrorists know that. Here's an article, February 5th, 2001, USA Today. Terror groups hide behind web encryption.
We're going to see attacks on encryption now that are just...
It's already started.
Yep, it has.
New York Police Chief Ben Bratton, let me see if I can find that article, says, well, you can bet that the bad guys in Paris were communicating. I'd like to know what kind of phones they had, because they were communicating with encrypted technology. They're just one more dark...
So actually, the latest... I don't know if they're rumors or substantiated, but they're apparently, it's mentioned as a possibility. So good luck to the police chief. Apparently, the latest rumor is that they were using the PlayStation network on PlayStation 4.
Oh, that's not the first time I've heard that that's been done before.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're not being monitored as, you know, I guess just people didn't think of it. But I'm sure that now people, you know, the government officials are going to go knock on Sony's and Microsoft's door and try to get some visibility into that as well. But obviously, I think the issue is they're always going to find something else or use some encryption that it's easy to do it. The problem that we're being faced with now, there are a couple of things. First of all, after the Charlie Hebdo attacks, there was a very strong movement in the French government to try and empower the police forces to have access to more information on everyone. And, you know, basically... formalizing and legalizing, I think, what they had been doing for a while anyway. So that's why they were pushing it so much. That's the way I look at it. And it did go through. So I don't know what more they could be doing. But the other thing is, it's the big problem with these kinds of attacks is that it seems that most of the time, if not all of the time, they're perpetrated by people who are already known by the
that's what always blows my mind. They've interviewed these guys, they know they're there. Yeah.
So they are people who are, you know, they have giant lists of people that they should be surveying, who are already being surveyed anyway, right? That they have the proper judicial approval, they have everything, and they are, if they had the resources for it, they would be following all of these people anyway. And the way they're pushing, I think, because they just don't know what to do and they want to appear to be doing something. I don't think there's incredibly malicious intent in there. Maybe that's me giving them the benefit of the doubt. But what they're doing is pushing it to say we have to be able to survey everyone. But really, I'm not sure how efficient it would be, because the people that need to be surveyed are already, they already know who they are and they have the right to survey them anyway. So that's where the disconnect comes from. And that's where people think, although I have to say, and I'll finish on this, when I heard about the attacks immediately, as tech literate as I am, I had a few minutes of, you know, I thought, and I have been fighting those laws very, you know, publicly to my the best of my ability. I've been saying they are bad laws. But for a few minutes, I was thinking, you know what, just let them spy on everyone. I give up. Let if there's a modicum of a half a fraction of a percent that it will help, let them do it. And then, you know, I had to remind myself that it actually...
It's tempting.
Doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. It's so tempting. Imagine people who don't know.
It's not Benjamin Bratton. He's an actor. It's Bill Bratton, chief New York police commissioner, said this morning on ABC This Week with George Stephanopoulos, ISIS taking advantage of the technology that the head of the FBI has been complaining about. I've been complaining about going dark, the ability to go dark. I think you're going to see that playing a significant factor in this event. I'm very interested to see what types of phones they were equipped with, what types of apps they had on their phones. Were they, in fact, even in communication with each other at all? And then on Face the Nation, I guess he was making the rounds. He said, these apps, these devices that now allow these terrorists to operate without fear of penetration by intelligence services. This is the first example of this, which, of course, is not true. We have gone blind as a result of the commercialization and the selling of these devices that cannot be accessed either by the manufacturer or, more importantly, by us in law enforcement, even equipped with search warrants and judicial authority. This is something that is going to be needed to be debated very quickly because we cannot continue operating where we are blind. So I think you're going to see the drumbeat once again. In Great Britain, apparently, David Cameron has kind of backed down on his plan of enforcing backdoors in encryption, realizing it would harm the economy, if nothing else. But then these things happen, and people get the political wherewithal to pursue this once again. So I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I think this is why these, you know, shows like this one are so important. And it's so important that the audience of our shows is informed and also informs people around them. Not in an aggressive way. You know, you don't have to go all Snowden.
But what do you say? So give us some ammunition. What do you say? And I think this is, just as you experienced, a very real concern. Yeah, but how do we catch these guys? What do you say to somebody who says, we got to give them these powers. If we make it, you know, they have to get a warrant. What's wrong with that?
Well, that's the problem. The problem is when they don't have to get a warrant, which is what is happening in France now. It's unwarranted. There's some kind of weird weird organization that is supposed to have some oversight, but it's nominated by the presidency or, you know, the government itself. There's no counterpower there. And they are able, in theory, to absorb all of the information and, you know, to basically do what the NSA and other intelligence organizations have been doing in the US and that has been exposed by Snowden. And what we can say, I think, is, what needs to happen is police work on the people that are already in the view field, the field of view of the information agencies, and bringing everyone in the country into that field of view is actually not going to help. These are two separate issues. Again, I think it's very important to understand whether or not the people who made those attacks had crossed the paths of the intelligence agencies at some point. And it seems that the first elements of the investigation seem to indicate that that is the case. They were people who were very prepared. They were professionals. They had gone to Syria and probably, you know, they had been there and had come back. That's the first elements that we've seen. So really, when you're expanding the power of these agencies to gather information from the entire country and people who have no relationship with these specific people, you're not helping at all. You're just making everyone's life, you're just attacking everyone's privacy. And if the issue is that you have to be able to be more, to get access to information faster and more efficiently, that's not a problem. I think we're all in agreement that that should happen. If you have someone that you're gathering information on that calls someone else or that has some kind of contact with someone else and you want to have information on that person, sure, just, you know, get a warrant or even get a special powers or something and get their information very quickly. That's fine.
But talked about this, and Devendra, you probably can comment on this. It's also dangerous to put back doors in this stuff for other reasons, right?
I mean, for sure. Like other hackers could get access to those back doors as well. You know, it opens up all sorts of interesting doors and dangerous doors for our software. And it kind of defeats the purpose of having decent encryption anyway, too.
I often, though, wonder, especially in the wake of the passage of CISA, if how committed companies like Apple, Facebook, and Google are really to, I know that they very prominently and publicly said, oh, CISA's a bad idea. But at the same time, I feel like in the behind the scenes, they were saying, yeah, but it wouldn't be such a bad thing if you passed this. CISA was, of course, the cybersecurity law that allows companies to share information about attacks, cyber attacks, with each other and with the government without warrant. And most importantly, I think for these companies, without liability. They can't be sued if they give your information. I love it that Apple says your stuff is, in, you know, on this iPhone is encrypted. No one can get it. We can't even get it. We can't give it to law enforcement. But I wonder if that's just lip service and if behind the scenes Apple is saying, I mean, they have to adhere to U.S. law, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust your iPhone, Devendra? Do you feel like no one can spy on what you're doing on your iPhone?
I mean, it's tough. I kind of assume that, you know, if somebody in the government really wanted to get access to something, they could. But I also have like a corporate profile on my iPhone, so I can access my enterprise mail. And my IT department, I know, can do a lot of things on my iPhone. But I do it because I need to get access to my work mail. We make these concessions all the time. But the scary things are, yeah, what can the government do that maybe Apple or other companies aren't telling us about?
Yeah, here's the information that you were talking about, Patrick, how Paris ISIS, let's call them Daesh terrorists, may have used PlayStation 4 to discuss and plan attacks. This information comes from Belgium. The federal Home Affairs Minister, Jean Jambon, does that mean ham? said...
Said, yes, it does.
Yeah, okay. You know those Belgians. They're weird. Jean Jambon said that the PS4 is used by ISIS agents to communicate, and it was selected due to the fact that, here it comes again, it's notoriously hard to monitor. He said it's even more difficult to keep track of than WhatsApp.
So let's ban PS4s everywhere.
Yeah. it's Sony's problem, Sony's fault. What do? They go into a World of Warcraft game? I think they might. According to documents leaked by Snowden in 2013, the NSA and CIA embedded themselves in World of Warcraft to infiltrate virtual terrorist meetups.
And I think that's what you have to do. You have to have people actually. What are you going to do? Are you going to actually
monitor everything?
I think one of the pieces of information that came out of this was that obviously they don't want to admit to it, but they have so much information they don't know what to do with it. I guess it's for reviewing after the fact if something happens.
If I were a terrorist, I probably wouldn't be in World of Warcraft or Call of Duty. I'd do something like Super Mario Kart. It seems less likely that anybody be looking for me there, right?
I think they're going to continue to find ways to innovate, right? They're going to try to, they understand now a bit of what the government's doing in terms of monitoring them, and they're going to get creative. They have to. And whether it's going on PlayStation or finding a different way or trying to stay off the internet as much as possible, they're going to do it.
And bottom line, it's not okay to weaken privacy, to weaken encryption, to give bad guys backdoors to our stuff because you have a hard time following these terrorists.
Right.
It doesn't matter. You're still going to have a hard time anyway.
Yeah. I think they're just going to go back to phones. They're going to call each other on the phone. And,
yeah, for crying out loud, say, on the wire. When was the wire? Yeah. Even the bad guys on the wire knew you don't talk on the phone. For crying out loud.
They'll use Windows phones. Nobody would ever guess that.